And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by United American Bank, your friendly community bank. United American Bank, offering simply better banking in Half Moon Bay, San Mateo, and Redwood City. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Our feature story this week is a look back at what we feel was one of our important stories of 2014. In May of last year, Eddie Andrini Sr. was inducted into the Aero Acrobatics Hall of Fame and interviewed on KHMB. He talked about what it was like to perform in a stunt show. As it turned out, he was only days away from a fatal crash while performing in an air show at Travis Air Force Base. Here now is that interview. You've been flying airplanes for a long, long time, and you've been doing a lot of air shows. In fact, that's what got you into the Hall of Fame, aerobatics and air shows. So from a pilot's point of view, what does an average air show look like? What does it look like in the air to do an air show?
What it looks like is most people have seen an air show where a plane performing acrobatics in the air. So normally, as an air show pilot, what we do, we stick to one routine that we have that kind of looks good for the people and it looks exciting. And so you kind of do the same thing all the time. And then there's a lot of, you know, you've got to be ready for it. A lot of foreplay, and you got to be, and your act or acts only last normally about 12 to 15 minutes. Because if you just go too long, then you lose interest of the people that are watching and stuff. So, and then, you know, you do that, and then you have to be there all day, and it maybe you have to go to a function. If somebody's sponsored, you have to meet them and stuff. So it's kind of an awful lot of hype. And sometimes we have to, the conditions sometimes are not quite correct. So you got to adjust for the conditions that you have to fly in, because the airport sometimes there's some of the, we call it an air show box, becomes a little bit small because they don't have geographically enough land around the airport, because there's a crowd line that has to be maintained at all times for safety. Because you see an airplane doing performance out in front of people, but there's an imaginary box out there that he has to stay in. And is always being monitored by an FAA person or somebody. So there's really strict guidelines.
Now, obviously, an air show, to be spectacular and exciting and to make the crowds go ooh and ah, it includes a dramatic loop, spectacular spirals. When you look back on all of the air shows that you've ever done, is there one in particular that stands out in your mind that either A, was very enjoyable, or maybe was even a little scary?
Well, I think there's been several like that, and that's what happens sometimes because of the conditions, like I said earlier. But I think the thing really came into play. We flew in Australia three times, did a show there, a big show. There was a World Trade Show there, and we flew every day for 15 days. And then we had to do little side performances for promotional stuff. So we were considered international people. Because they hired about three of us from the United States to fly there. And so when you're there and it's a big commitment for them to have you there, and you really want to do a job for them. So, and then the conditions sometimes are not favorable. Like we had high winds there a couple of times, taking into consideration whether you scratch or you don't scratch your act because for safety again. But when you go that far, it puts you more, how would you say, more concerned of what you have to do because you come from so far away.
In wanting to do a good air show, have you ever pushed the limits or done something and you go, oh man, what am I doing?
Absolutely, that's happened. And then you say, boy, I won't do that again. You know, you have to learn by it. Learn, you know, that it has to, you know, stick in the back of your brain that was not a good thing. You got to change it, do something differently.
Do you have a particular plane that you enjoy doing air shows?
Well, I like using a Sturman. It's a very good plane, and it's a good crowd-pleasing plane because it's large. The people can visually see it when it's doing all its little maneuvers and when ailerons being put into for a turn, for a roll or something. You can actually see when the airplane's so big. Where a lot of the planes come very zippy, and they're just for acrobatic. They perform everything very, very well. They can make them do things that you just can't believe. The one that I fly is kind of a old barnstorm type, big airplane that doesn't like to do the things. It's a biplane.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's inherited stability that it has in it. It kind of wants to come out of something when you do it, you know. So it takes more finesse to do with that than it does one of the little airplanes because they're made for that. And you think about it and they do it.
How old was that plane? When was it manufactured?
It was 44. But it's been rebuilt a couple times. And we keep it really in good shape. We just put a new engine on it, just redid brakes and a new prop. And so it's back running pretty good.
I have to tell you a story. My wife and I last year went down to Ventura on a little vacation, and we were coming back, and we were coming, I forget the town that we were coming through, and there was a big billboard, and it said, coming this weekend or coming soon, an air show featuring Eddie Andrini. And I couldn't believe it. I said, look, we know him. He's our local boy from Half Moon Bay. So you're doing air shows all over the place.
Oh, yeah. I've done air shows. I'm probably, that's why I was inducted in the Hall of Fame is because the fact is that I've been all over. I've done shows all over. Earlier years, I just kind of took everything for granted. I didn't think that I would ever be inducted in something like this because it's quite an elite crowd. Because I just did it from a different probably aspect of some of the people do it today. I did it because I enjoyed doing it. I liked doing loops and rolls, you know. So that's why I'm doing it. I've been doing it for so long. Where some of the people, you know, are just really more intense and they get all this good training nowadays. You can accelerate the process. Maybe it took me 4 or 5 years to get to where I could do a decent show where these people can, you know, within a year or two, they're up to speed because they get all this training and they have excellent airplanes and stuff. So everything's kind of changed. Everything, but they're still out there for just an air show, crowd pleasing to people, still like the old barnstorming.
Now, you've been doing this since you were 16.
I started flying at 16.
So. Yeah. Is there an age limit with the FAA? In other words, how can you fly, like, forever, or is there an age limit?
Well, there are two things that really come into play. One is your health has to be good enough to do it. And another one that you have to be able to do the maneuvers and stuff, you know. So there's a couple of factors. So you have to be able to do it and be healthy enough to do it.
Well, you're still in good shape. As far as you're concerned, the sky's the limit, right? You're not going to just keep on going or what?
I guess, but, you know, because that question people always ask you, and it makes you think more about it. I wish that it hasn't come to that time. You know, it is what it is.
Do you care to share what your age, how old you are, or is that?
I'm 75.
All right, yeah.
and you know,
you got some good years ahead of you.
Yeah, but I'm probably there's very few people out there that are my age doing it in the air show circuit. You know, really doing it towards it's a good act. It's something I guess that I have to think about. I don't want to. I don't want to face it, but.
Talking about the next generation, young people, if somebody wanted to get into the business and do that sort of thing, do you have any advice for them?
You have to be kind of dedicated to it. You can't, I think it's wrong for somebody just to show up and they want to do it because it looks like it's a real glamorous thing and they like it and they're good enough and they can get there and do that. And that's not being fair though, unless I think you really have to be kind of devoted to it and you have to be able to say, Dad, this is what I enjoy doing and not look at the other aspect of it. It's there, it's there.
Are there still opportunities for people to get involved in air shows or do you have to have a lot of experience before you even?
No, you just have to get tutored properly, have the right equipment, understand everything. And I think, no, there's probably more now than there. Although there's less shows, the shows have been getting fewer shows around the country. But I think that it's still here to stay.
Have you tutored anybody yourself or mentored anybody?
Well, there's been a lot of people that I've taken up and even taken for a ride. And it's really kind of rewarding when you see them show up with an F-18 or something, you know. Because, you know, I would have liked to have done that and never had the opportunity. Had to work and pay attention to other things, you know. So, no, there's great opportunities out there yet if a person wants to do it. But he has to kind of understand everything and kind of evaluate it. And then if it happens, it happens.
Hey, listen, thank you so much for coming in and visiting with us. Really appreciate it.
We'll do it again.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Eddie Andrini, one of several people of note taken from us in 2014. Eddie Andrini, truly a flying legend. That's our feature story of the week. I'm Jim Henderson, thanking you for listening. The KHMB Radio Magazine continues with a ride back in time in the KHMB Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer, next on your hometown community station, AM 1710, KHMB Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week has been brought to you by United American Bank, your friendly community bank. United American Bank, offering simply better banking. In Half Moon Bay, San Mateo, and Redwood City. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
What's important for our business is to be able to develop and maintain relationships that we know will carry us through the next generation. I know that United American Bank has the culture of developing relationships not only with their clients, but also with various nonprofits in the community. They've been great at making relationships work throughout the community.
Trust United American Bank for simply better community banking.
When you run a family-owned business, there's a sort of responsibility that you feel to the generations that come before you and that establish the principles of your business that have carried you through to today. There is pride in being part of a family business. It creates a sort of demand that you perform at a level higher than you might have otherwise. And United American Bank understands that. You're proud to be associated with them.
For simply better community banking, visit Teresa Adam at United American Bank, North Cabrillo Highway next to Burger King in Half Moon Bay. United American Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.